Hello, and welcome to the Osteopod. This episode will cover Lake Erie College of Osteopathic Medicine, or LECOM, and all of its three campuses in Erie, Pennsylvania, Seton Hill, Pennsylvania, and Bradenton, Florida. We will go over the stats and information about the school that you can find on the website, as well as cover the responses to a survey that I sent out to the class of 2020. So let's first start with the stats. It's roughly $34,000 to attend Erie, Pennsylvania, and Seton Hill, and it's almost $34,000. It's $33,950 or so at Bradenton, Florida. The class size in 2017 was 536, divided among the three campuses, so quite a big class in each campus. Now let's talk about something unique that I find in LECOM, and that is the learning pathways. First is the traditional pathway, where you attend lectures given by a professor and take notes on their presentation. Next is the problem-based learning pathway, where you divvy out into groups of eight or so students with one faculty member, where you intermittently during the week meet with them and solve real-life cases and study on your own the rest of the time. Finally, there is the self-directed learning pathway, where you are completely on your own to study the material for the tests. From what I understand, as you apply for LECOM and are accepted, you get to decide which pathway you would like to choose, and hopefully, depending on the competitiveness of the pathway, you are allowed into it, and there is a little bit of flexibility to change among the pathways within your first year and perhaps a little bit into the second year. In my opinion, I think this is very beneficial to those students who already know how they learn best, therefore they can apply to the curriculum pathway that they would rather take and get the most out of medical school. For myself, I had to learn how to learn during medical school, and it was rough. And perhaps for all of you going into medical school, the change might be great enough where you find out that you learn a completely different way compared to your undergraduate degree. And so, that's where I like the flexibility at LECOM, where not only can you go into the program deciding how you would like to learn, but you can also change after you get exposed to medical school curriculum and the rigors of it, and therefore perhaps better yourself and better your grades as you go through med school. There are several different educational tracks as well offered at LECOM, including the Primary Care Scholars Pathway, where if you know you want to do something in primary care, such as family medicine or internal medicine, you can complete med school in 3 years instead of four. There is also the accelerated PA pathway, so if you are a PA going into DO school and get accepted, you can get your osteopathic degree in 3 years instead of four. LECOM also offers a biomedical sciences certificate, where you go to LECOM, study the health sciences for 8 months, and hopefully with that background, your application to LECOM to get into the osteopathic school is a little bit stronger. For your clerkship years, LECOM offers a variety of rotation spots, including the majority of them in Pennsylvania, also a few in Ohio, New York, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, West Virginia, California, Iowa, and Maryland, in roughly decreasing numbers as the list goes on. The way that rotations are divvied out among students is that in second year, you separate into groups of 8 to 10 students or so, and you select your rotation schedule amongst yourselves. And from what I understand from the website, you select which rotation sites you will go to amongst this group as well. Now to get into a few miscellaneous items. Yes, there is a dress code at LECOM. No, you do not need an osteopathic letter from an osteopathic physician to get into medical school, although it is appreciated. The average MCAT score is 503, the average science GPA is 3.4, and the overall average GPA is 3.5. And you must apply separately for each campus. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty. So I sent a survey out to the Facebook class page of 2020, asking them to answer a few questions about LECOM, what they like about the school, what they think might be improved about the school, and whether they would go back to LECOM again if they had the choice. I'm going to present this information in as straightforward and candid a way as possible while maintaining professionalism. And keep in mind that the sample size for this survey was 26 out of the potentially 500 students that attended all three campuses. So bear that in mind as we get into it. The first question I asked was, why did you choose to go to LECOM? Common answers included low tuition, location, big network of rotations as well. All those answers make sense. One person said that they got in because of the post-bachelor program, and a few people said that LECOM was the only place they got in. So I guess you go where you're accepted. The next question I asked was, if you had the chance to go back to LECOM, would you? And 46% said no, while 42% said yes, with 2% including some sort of answer such as, well, we'll see until after the match, which I totally agree with. Now, I want to remind you again that the sample size was very small, so only about 13 or so people said that they wouldn't go back to LECOM. The other 2% gave some open-ended answers, and I would lean them more towards the no category. And we'll go over a few reasons why some people wouldn't want to go back to LECOM in a few questions. But next, let's talk about the next question, which was, why do you like LECOM? A lot of people like LECOM for the same reasons that we've discussed before, the low tuition, the uniqueness of the learning pathways, tailoring themselves to the learning pathway that fits best for them. A few people really appreciated the focus that they gave on board preparation for step one, or level one. They felt like they were able to get a good enough education the first 2 years to be able to do well on their board exams. In addition to a few people liking the faculty members there and the education that they gave. Speaking of education, one or two people also said that they really enjoyed the OMT instruction, the osteopathic manipulative treatment education. They really do focus well on OMT, and they seem to teach it well. So if you are interested in a DO school that really pays it forward with OMT, then LECOM might be right for you. It was interesting to get some perspective as well. For one student, the Bradenton campus seemed to focus the most on board preparation and getting good grades, which in turn give you a better clinical experience and help you to get better grades in your third and fourth year. Another person said that Seton Hill seemed to be the most relaxed campus, according to them. Now let's move on to a harder topic about what could be improved at LECOM. A lot of people mentioned the administration, specifically the interactions that they had with administration and how the environment seemed to be for them. They basically talked about some of the rules that they had at LECOM, including the dress code, no food and drink outside of the cafeteria, and if a rule was broken, the disciplinary action that took place. From an outside perspective, it sounds like LECOM runs a very professional ship, and the environment seems to be rigid. And for those people who tend to thrive in more of a flexible and relaxed environment, this might not be the right place for you. I do want to address one reaction or one comment from a student who said that at LECOM, they had to go through metal detectors and have their belongings searched as they went into the classroom. Now, I do believe that it is very important for safety reasons to keep schools safe. In light of recent news, which is really unfortunate that sometimes these events such as shootings and things like that tend to happen at schools. And I don't mean to make this a political podcast or anything, but I think it's really important, and I understand from the administrative point of view that you need to keep your school safe. And perhaps for them, the answer is with metal detectors and searches and things like that. With the rigors of medical school as well, you never know what kind of a mental or emotional toll it might take on a person. And you know, you want to prevent a situation where a student who is going through these stresses becomes violent or harmful. So I get it from the administrative point of view, but I also get it from the student's point of view. It seems like an invasion of privacy. It seems suffocating as well to have to go through all of these hoops just to go to a lecture hall on top of everything that is going on with medical school. So it's a tough situation, I think, on both standpoints, but you know, what can you do? The other thing that was mentioned in these survey responses was that sometimes the students didn't feel like they were heard when they would talk to administration about certain things. And perhaps it is, you know, that's just the way it is. And so I feel like if you want a place, an institution, a medical school that will listen to your concerns, address them quick. Not to say that it doesn't happen at LECOM. I feel like every situation is different, every circumstance is different, but perhaps in general for the students who made their voice heard through this survey, it is not the case, and so perhaps it's not quite the right environment for them, and perhaps not for you if you do feel like you want a place where administration and faculty can reach out to you, or you can reach out to them without any concern and feel like you've been heard. Now, while a few students said that they really appreciated the caliber of education given at LECOM, there were some concerns and comments about the flexibility of scheduling. And this includes classes in between first and second year. From what I could tell from the website, there really wasn't much of a break between first and second year, and that classes were taken throughout that time period. In addition to that, it seems like a few students did not appreciate the amount of dedicated study time they had for their board exams at the end of year two. I didn't quite see what the curriculum looked like at that point of schooling at LECOM. I feel like some people did mention that they had some time to study, but it wasn't quite enough. Typically, I would say about 4 to 6 weeks is enough to be able to, you know, get things together and study for this board exam. However, due to things like getting your ACLS or BLS certification taken care of before clinical years, during this time period where you feel like you would rather study for board exams, that wasn't necessarily offered at LECOM. And so some people regret that and wish they had a little bit more time, which I totally understand. And some other people talked about the rotation sites as well. While there were many options given to LECOM students, the way that they went about it with being, you know, pigeonholed into groups and having to decide among them where you are going to travel, perhaps even traveling to a certain state or city and only going there for one or two rotations and having to move somewhere else, didn't seem like it was very appreciated by some of these students. Now, if you don't mind going to a whole different state or traveling around a little bit for rotations, then this may not apply to you, but for some people it was a big deal, and I understand that as well. In addition to that, it seems like a lot of these clinical sites for rotations took place in more of a rural setting, which I feel like is common with DO schools, with the contracts that private institutions have to make with hospitals. It's sometimes tough to get those bigger hospitals within your grasp because of other well-established and public school MD programs, you know, taking teaching hospitals and bigger institutions into their wing. And so, yeah, it's tough for DO schools to reach out and get those bigger institutions with more patients, rarer cases, etc. This might just be the case that it is with DO schools, and maybe in the future with everything that's going on with the mergers of and the merger of the ACGME, maybe things will look a little bit different with residency practice, and that will leak down to medical school education as well through the clinical years. However, to this particular student, it wasn't appealing to be able to only rotate through these rural hospitals. Now, a few final additional comments. There was a last question that I included on this survey, which was completely optional, that asked if there was anything else that these students wanted to make mention that didn't really fit into the comments above, that they could do so here, and I actually got quite a few responses. Some of them were varying. Some of them were positive in the sense that LECOM produces very competent and very professional physicians, which I see as the case. In regards to the third and fourth year of medical school, one of them mentioned that there is a required geriatrics course or rotation that you need to do during your third year, so be prepared for that, whether you want to or not. And another person reached out and had the concern that he or she felt like they weren't being guided or oriented well enough in these clinical years during the rotations in preparation for what rotations were like and the process of applying for residency, which when you're in fourth year, that's the goal, is to interview and get ready for residency. And so perhaps there could have been a little bit more guidance. And I understand that a lot of the students are rotating in different states and cities when they go to LECOM. And so with distance, there is less of a communication standard, I feel like. This is the case for myself as well. I am in a different state from my medical school, and I kind of feel the same way. I felt like I'm trying to figure things out for myself for residency preparation. So I guess that's just the case. However, you know, schools can approach this differently, and perhaps this one student and maybe some other students didn't feel like they were guided in the appropriate amount for their residency preparation in fourth year. But in sum, I want to leave you with these final thoughts from the survey and from what I could glean from the website as well. LECOM is a very well-established institution. They have a fourth school opening up in New York, in Elmira, New York. They seem like they are continuing to expand, perhaps not only with schools, but with rotation sites as well. They are a growing and competitive program with really competitive tuition prices, different pathways of learning, which is very beneficial in the first 2 years of medical school. They produce competent and professional physicians with excellent board scores and grades as well. Perhaps because of their strict and rigid environment at school. And so for a lot of people, that wasn't the right fit for them, and they realized this afterwards. And perhaps reality was a little bit different than what they just heard about beforehand. And so I just want to let you guys know that a lot of people didn't feel like this was a positive aspect of LECOM. But once again, this is totally up to you. If you feel like you would thrive in a situation where there are lots of rules, lots of, professionalism type, environment changes to it. If you feel like you can thrive in this kind of environment, then this place is right for you. If you don't really care and you're just there to study, you understand that you're not going to have much of a social, life outside of medical school because you're going to work hard at it, then LECOM will still work for you. It seems like they are set and they focus on producing really good physicians. But if you want an environment that's a little bit more flexible with rules, with dress codes and such, then this place is right for you. This place may not be right for you. I do want to mention too that the people that you surround yourself with make a big difference wherever you go. And a lot of people said that even if they felt like the environment and the rules didn't fit for them personally, the friends that they made along the way, the faculty that they interacted with, made it worth it in the end. And so, and that is some of the advice that I would give to you as well, is you go to a place where you feel like the people and the students surrounding you fit your personality and fit the vision that you see for medical school, and you'll be happy regardless. And there are good things and bad things about every school. It's basically up to you to pick which ones you want to take and to roll with it until you become a physician. So that does it for this episode on LECOM. The quick overview of the facts and information that I found on the website, in addition to the results that I got from this survey that I sent out to the class of 2020 on Facebook, which I found very informative and interesting. I hope that this podcast gave a candid review of this school and these three campuses, a part of the same school, to help you better make a informed and well-consented choice on where you want to go to medical school. And of course, if you want to refer to the website for more detailed information beyond what was presented in this podcast, you can do so at their website, which I will link in the show description. And reach out to students that are in these schools. Reach out to them through email, through social media, and get their take on it. because once again, this is only a representative, a very small representative voice from all three campuses. It was only 26 students out of potentially 500 or so. So do that and just use their comments and their experiences in addition to this podcast to help you make your decisions. And if you want to reach out to me personally with any comments or suggestions, you can do so at theosteopod@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.